Oh, here we are, Amy. Amy G. So
good morning, everyone.
Planned. Yeah, we got a great show planned. And Amy, tell us what we're going to talk about today, because I know I like producing your shows and you like doing them, so it works out.
Well, it's good morning, and it's been a fun, interesting week, and it seems like the universe and still has me on this journey of the legacy of living in your authentic self. And it's still, I think it's so important, and I think I've been experiencing it more this week with even, as we always talk about people that cross your path, what you're there to teach them, which sometimes is hard.
Right.
I'm going through a challenge myself of, okay, what is my role in this? And, you know, and then yet, what is their role of, are they just as they pass through? Many, you know, people that we meet, stop, hang out, you get to know them, and then they keep going. You know, that's the evolution, I think, of all of us as we become better people in this world. And living, leaving a legacy of being your authentic self, rather than an individual, a worker, parent. Like I say, a big part of my show is always keeping me in check of what am I doing that's also representing of what I'm passing on to my children? Am I being an example of this, or what can I improve to be a better example or show them? And just wanting to continue the conversation we had from last week about when we experience people that come across our path and when we don't know their story, their backstory. And I'm experiencing that right now. A friend of my son's roping. And we're still trying to figure out, but it's when a person's on the road a lot and then they have this lull in between their passion, because he's, you know, a roper and travels a lot. But when they stop and hang out, get to know, and, hey, man, I got some time, I'll practice with you, blah, 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 how do you make sure that it doesn't get out of control? And which has made me sit here and think to myself of how important it is to always just be upfront with whatever your intentions are. Three, I'm going to come visit Florida. Well, you know, maybe I'm going to be going there for some type of training or something, and I want to do this training. If I finish the training, then I might get, you know, a paycheck or something. And so maybe I'm on this, man, if I could go stay with a friend, that'll save me some money. I'll go to this training. I'll make a little money. So blah, blah, right? So I call you up and, hey,
right,
I'll be in Florida. I'm going to go for a training. But if I don't express to you of, hey, I have this chance to go to Florida, make a little money, and I would like to maybe, do you think I could stay with you to help me save money? Wouldn't that be a whole lot better than me coming, hey, I'm going to come visit, and you sort of kind of like, how long's your training? How long are you here?
Right.
I never seem to tell you that, or the reasoning that I'm like, here we are 4 days into, and so, you know. And that's where,
yeah, right?
It has brought up my attention.
Right?
Yeah, right. You know, and it's.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
Right. So this situation, you know, it's like my son, friends, roping, and he's had, you know, different roping partners. And so it's really, that's what has brought up to my attention this past weekend week as a new person is entering my family. You know, like I said, rope late. It's, I've opened up my home and said, you know, hey, it's late. You don't have to, you know, stay in your, you know, like a, say just a RV type stuff, you know, and the comforts of a home. And so it's, not challenging me, but here I am going through this of, okay, I need to sit down with my son. What's the plan? What's going on? What do we need? Because having a guest, no matter where it's at, whether, you know, they have their own camper, they roll up in their own RV, but they want to plug in, you know, that's still electricity. It still could be, you know, propane, whatever. There's always going to be some type of an expense. Granted, it will be minimal of anyone ever staying in a hotel room or whatnot. So,
right.
That is pretty much, Tari, where it's, have you been in these situations? How have you handled it? Or and I get it. It's such like, it's not an elephant in the room, but it can be an elephant in the room if you don't address it. If someone just comes, hey, yeah, sure, oh, stay the night. How many times have you found yourself, because I know I have, going, man, it's so late. Why don't you just stay the night? And you're just thinking this person's going to go home tomorrow. And then all of a sudden it's like they're there all day going, hey, I don't have anything to do. I'll help you do, I'll mow your lawn and I'll help you do this or that. And you're like, okay, cool. And then you're like, another day goes by and another day goes by. And then now you're like, okay, seems like you're staying.
Yeah, right. You know,
and then you have to address that because there are expenses. Having a guest over, you're sitting here going.
I agree. When are they going home? I have to say this. Sorry to interrupt you, but Ben Franklin said it best. He said, company is like fish. Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity. He said, company is like fish. After 3 days, they start stinking. I was like, that's good for Ben Franklin. Just, so,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I think that's exactly it. You know, it's sort of like when someone comes, hangs out for the weekend, that's about it, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then it's like, okay, what's the plan now? And so it brought up where it's such a delicate, because you're sitting there going, my son's like, hey, Mom, you know, this is my friend, da-da-da-da-da, we're going to do this. And you don't want to sit, I don't want to sit here and be like, no. You know, it's like your friend goes home when it's like it's okay. But it is. Like I had to sit down and tell my son, going, I just need a plan. The last thing I need is to, you know, I know how much my electric bill is. I know how much, you know, it runs to a generator or whatever. It's the last thing anybody needs is a house guest that comes in and you're like, now I have $1,000 bill.
Right.
You know.
Right. You're right. Right.
You know, I think it's respectful where you just speak up. And so living in your authentic self, how do we not be that person? You know, it's just, hey, Tori, I'm going to come stay at your house. I have to be respectful of me staying at your house. I might be taking one shower a day or three showers a day. There's water, electric, extra, you know, hey, can I have a Coke? Well, one Coke for 12 days is a 6-pack, 12-pack, I mean, or, you know. So it's all those little things that add up that I think being honest with the person if you're going to be the guest, and then how I would say comfortable when you're the one who's going to be hosting. It's such a delicate, because you don't want someone to, oh, well, I feel like you don't want me here. You know, I'll just leave. And you get attitude or you get the wrong message and you're just
feelings.
Like, no.
Yeah,
exactly.
Getting hurt feelings. I'm going to tell you, and I want to share this with you, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a really good friend of mine who holds things in, right? So I was like, and yesterday I said, what's going on with you? And so it's meditation. And then I got that she was holding in resentful, which you talked about a little bit last week. We both did. She was resentful of something that was, you know, I was totally unaware of, right? So when I thought about it and meditated about it, okay. So I said, you're not depressed. I said, I just got that. I said, but you're resentful, right? So about something that you feel that I've done, and I didn't do anything, right? You know, and all this. And so we talked about it. They got nicer. And is it over? I don't know. But this morning, because of that situation and because of what you were talking about today and last week, I said, I write letters to, write my what I'd like to achieve. I said, help me to be the best version of myself and help as many people as I can today. I also said, give me courage to be able to look at somebody that's holding all this anger and bitterness in them, right? And the friend that you're talking about, I think I know who you're talking about, has a lot of anger and bitterness and is looking for a place to get love and receive love. Not that his parents don't give him or receive love, but I think that's something in his own personality that's broken, right? So how do you deal with that?
Right.
You know? How do you deal with that? Because you're like, man, I'm pissed. And, so I don't know.
It's a stepping stone, and it's just more of how, and to sharing what some of the steps I've done is, you know, A, reach out to your support system of going, okay, what's going on here? What am I missing? And, Tori, you've been one of those, you know, talk to my sister Liz. you know, where it's like you get these outside going, okay, stop, you know, I've talked to my boss, and where you like have to stop and break it down going, okay, bring it back to the basics. The basics are, hey, you know, Tree, I'm coming to visit you. Now, have you cleared what your intentions are? And like for you being, hey, Amy, yeah, I'm going to be in town, then to not for sure not be afraid of, hey, so how long are you going to be here? You know, and it's okay to ask. I mean, am I going to be here 7 days? You might be leaving in 4 days to go on a trip, or you have other obligations. So
right.
I think those are the keys too, as well as what you just said is totally key of what talk about first thing this morning of stopping and going, okay, here's a person who's crossing my path. They might not be here forever, you know, in my life, reason, season, lifetime, or they might. So I'm having to work on myself to go, okay, this is not about someone just being here in my personal space. This is about being here, and during this time, this person is needing, what, some nourishment that, you know, he can gain from my family, from being around. Perhaps he didn't have a family unit like what you were talking about. Being around
right.
my family has given him days of, man, this is great, this is nice. And that is wonderful. I've been truly blessed, especially traveling, that I have stayed with friends that I've just met along traveling that just made their home make me feel at home. And I was only there like overnight, you know,
right,
and
right.
I've woken up just, man, this is like awesome. I felt like I lived here all my life type feeling. And so that's what I've had to do is remember the basics. And then yet it has brought up some, not issues per se, but also awareness within my own self, which goes back to how people cross our path that we're learning and we're teaching. You know, we're either learning from someone or teaching. And what's brought up is I've gotten really comfortable and I do enjoy having my alone time, which I'm like, wow, I've like hit another milestone in my life as far as being a single woman, a single mom, you know, just having someone around going, hey, what's going on? What's going on? I'm not used to that. You know, hey, what are you doing?
Right.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
You know, because my son's
yeah,
in school
no,
and you know, so then it's been like, man, I'm, you know, throughout my day, Tree, you might get your phone blown up more by me, you know, just be like, hey, I have a question or whatever. And not realizing that, yeah, my friends are at work, my kids are at school. So especially during the school days, like my kids are probably the number ones that blow up my phone, but I'm just not used to that. I have, you know, employees that work for me. They're phenomenal. I don't have to micromanage them. You know, we'll have our morning meeting, whether it's on the phone at the barn, and we're like, okay, these are our objectives. We got it. This is what we got going for the day. This is what we got going for the week. Boom. You know, if something comes up, I get a phone call. I'm, you know, so it has brought that awareness up to me. And yet there was a positive for me of this is a nice feeling, you know, where, you know, I always get, why are you not dating? Why are you single? I have a lot on my plate, but I am truly enjoying, and it's a nice feeling. And
I agree with you
I'm
on
also,
that. I have a question for you, okay? If that's okay,
yeah.
And I want you. So here's a question. So blowing up your phone, and I know what you're talking about. I you and I talked about it. So when you're calling me, and you know, and there's times if you call me a few times because that's what I do is coaching, and that it's not about. Is not about about being personal. Like, why, Tree, are you doing this? Why are you doing this? It's like, Tree, how can I do this? What do you think about this? What's a help me find an answer for this? So when this friend, your son's friend, is blowing up your phone, and I want to qualify this so people aren't mistaken. He is older, and you know, and that kind of thing. But so people are wondering, why is a 16-year-old blowing up your phone? It's not a 16-year-old; he's a little bit older, right? So,
right, right.
But yeah. So, but he's blowing up your phone not to ask for help from you, but to connect with you or try to connect with you, right? And you know, I admire you for that because if he'd have been blowing up my phone and I was on, you know, because I know you were taking a class. And I would have shut him down, right? I would have just hung up the phone or said, don't call me again, and I'll be done in XYZ time. But he continued to do that, and you continue to help him, right, to understand him. So my question to you is, why didn't you shut the phone down? I mean, I think it's good that you didn't. That's not who you are. maybe, I don't know. So, you know, and you did help him and he got the message. It just took a lot longer where I'd have been more harsh, I think, or more strong. I don't want to use harsh because I'm
right.
typically not harsh. What do you think? Why did you do that?
I that's what I'm saying. There was a part of me of that I was, I knew there was another vibe that I was feeling as far as there's something that I was missing within this puzzle of seeing some hurts and pains in someone, and yet I was trying to have some
mm-hmm.
compassion. And,
okay.
you know, by having compassion, sometimes it can be misleading, or even like with my boss, this Gusman, he's just more of like, you know, and he's funny, got into my boss, and he's just like, don't take this wrong. He's like, you know, it's just more of like there's also a lot of mother energy with you. And so
right.
it could just be where someone is attaching and that type of attachment also because, yes, late 20s, it can look like, you know, I'm looking for a relationship when more of it's more of an attachment of belonging to something because, which is a compliment, my boss saying
right.
that you've built something, you have a family, a very fun family, and you've built it. And there are going to be people who want to be a part of your family. And that is a compliment, you know,
right.
three, even your life, you know, people come to Florida, see your life living on the beach, you know, wonderful, you know, fiance and y'all go out and entertain and enjoy. It's people are going to want to be attached to that. And so that's what I meant by going out into your support system to really put it all through check and balance of, oh my God, this is too much or this, and I've had to step back. But you're right. I've had to also become a little bit more firm than I was in the initial days. Make sure that
okay.
there are now healthy boundaries because that's something I've had to work on of not letting people, you know, I wasn't setting healthy boundaries. So I was just being walked over and, you know, not so much taken advantage of. But then it was just like, you know, everyone just had free reign of your house. Like, okay, here's the front door key. Do whatever you want with my house. You know, it's like, no, there's rules and boundaries and, you know, if you're going to be late past midnight, then yes, you need to stay in your own place or get a hotel room or something, you know, like that, those are healthy boundaries. And there was a time in my life where I was like, oh, no big deal. You know, someone rolls in at 2:00, it wakes up my whole family because my dogs are barking and my kids are asleep. You know, so it's taken me a process to learn boundaries myself and protect my own sanctuary, which is my home, you know?
Right. Okay. Right.
So, no, I agree. And those are some of the things that's what it's like talking with you and out, because I'm sitting there going, if I'm experiencing this, I know I'm not the only person. And
right.
also
right.
awareness of you just let somebody in and you're just thinking like, okay, yeah, cool. You know, my son's like, Mom, it's late. And can he just stay at the ranch? Yeah, sure. No problem. You know, I'm very easygoing. I'm really like, hey, if I'm able to help you, I'd love to help. You know, I do love to give back. I know we've talked in other shows of I was extremely blessed by a lot of people that I've just met along the way that blessed me and my
mm-hmm.
family, others that, you know, that are still in my life, but then yet, you know, we've moved apart or whatever, but we stay in contact thanks to social media. That's a positive of social media. And so I do believe in paying it forward because there's quite a few people in my life as I became single and single mom that there's no way I can ever repay them. You know, it's just there hasn't been a moment. I mean, rather they're just secure in their life. They have their home. It's not like, hey, if you ever need a place to stay, come stay with me. You know, that's not the situation or whatever it is. So I've definitely taken a lot of the blessings that I've received and try to pay them forward towards others. And I think that's what we should do. It's the awareness of when those situations come, are we humble enough to see it? And I had
I agree with you
on
that. So I want to ask you.
And that's where I feel like this has also brought that up in me, like, okay, Amy, this is not about you. And, you know,
right.
And then making sure someone doesn't invade my personal space. And I think I was feeling that a little bit where it's like I wasn't used to, like, my kids go to school, I go to the barn, I just do my thing. I don't have a partner. So, you know, it's different, you know, but it was like, okay, I have like, so I've had to sort of kind of switch my mind to, so it doesn't become irritating of it's like a third child. So I have a guest, it's a friend of my son's, and okay, there is some probably nurturing that he needs, but I have to go about it from a mom view. And that's a healthier
okay.
boundary to make sure that it's not misleading. And, you know, communicating with my son. Sure.
I get you. Okay, here's the question. So when you have this the situation going down, all right, and with your son's friend and you, so you're being the mom figure in his life rather than another friend, how important is it to find the backstory out? What do you feel about that? Because then you're going to understand what makes him tick, correct? Is it,
correct.
Do you feel like that's how?
And just,
okay.
And I think just even also understand in several levels, you know, it's like, okay, does he need a place to stay for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months? You know, because like I said, he travels.
Right.
With roping and rodeos and so forth. And so that's important, you know, because like I said, rather it's at my home or rather it's at the ranch, and, you know, we have solar system, we have a generator that uses propane. So no matter what it is, if you plug into something, like I said, there's going to be a cost. So it could be a minimal cost, a day or two, or it could be a bigger financial cost if it's a month or 2 months, you know. So
right.
As
okay.
we also, as I prepare for the animals that I take care of, that's also important that I need to bring that in, address it, or you also can get into the bartering system. You know, it's like, okay, hey, you can stay here and do this, but I'm going to get some labor, you know, but that's if you have things, you know. What if I don't have a project to do, then I don't have anything to barter. You know, that's where some people say, hey, I'll barter. Well, if you don't have anything, you can't barter, you know?
That's very true. And so that's
Adrian,
yeah,
I'll come mow your lawn for you and stay at your house for free, and you're like, I don't have a lawn.
Yeah, right. I have a little lawn.
It's all wrong.
We have a pool in the back. Yeah, there you go.
Right.
I live in the concrete jungle.
My backyard is the beach.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's
so,
you know, my backyard's the beach, and you know, so you can't. So as much as it's great, it's nice, but it's just not practical.
Right. I
so,
get it. So.
I,
you're finding out his backstory because you can help him more, right? As much as you,
well,
you know, you're not the answer, but you're like somebody that can give him support and help him look at himself, maybe? Is that what you're trying to do?
Perhaps.
Maybe.
And maybe that's just it. Maybe he's passing through and his pit stop here with my family and in our world is going to project him in a different direction, perhaps.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, this
so
is,
it's like,
you know, him,
one spoke in a very large will is at your house for now, in his large will, correct?
Right.
That's the way you
right.
look at
and
it?
So now,
okay, gotcha.
Now I just, like, want to have the mindset of, okay, if he's here and needs a little healing, and that that's just some, you know, outside love, or being a part of a family unit, because when you do travel, even those that have family and travel a lot, sometimes it does get lonely being on the road. You know, rather you have a family or not have a family, you know, just friends being, you know, it's tough. I mean, I've had moments just, I think I've shared with you guys when my son started driving and all of a sudden I just felt like this pre-empty nesting of what do I do? And I'm not in a relationship. So I'm like, oh, great. It's just me and my house standing here. You know, what do I do? And
right.
there are some lonely moments when you're so used to the kids, even though I might complain and, you know, throw my hands up when I'm used to them fighting, arguing. That noise or that type of chatter still is, as crazy as it sounds, is myth.
I'm going to remember that and remind you that one day. Just
I know. I know. I know. I say it all the time, you know, and then you miss the, and I do miss the, you know, when my son wasn't driving, mom, pick me up. Mom, you're late. Mom, now it's, I don't ever get those phone calls. I'm never late to pick up my son, you know, so it's how we take things in and, that is what is been teaching me, and that's what seems to be my life lesson of putting in check, and I wanted to share with everybody else because I really feel like I'm not the only one, and I know I can be extremely nice, but I've had to work on making sure that I have the boundaries of being too nice, and then I end up in a bind where, oh, yeah, don't worry, stay here forever, and then I'm like, I have a $300 water bill in my house, you know, because I have someone home all day when there is nobody home all day, and maybe they're taking baths every 5 hours, you know. That can be expensive.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Or having a guest in your house, and you leave to go to work, and then they just hang out all day, and your electricity is running all day. It's not Benny, and I think that's the hard part sometimes that we as a society, sometimes we want to, you know, like not nitpick or be so nitty gritty of, oh, it's no big deal. But if someone's in your home and they leave all the lights on or it's constant, you know, your TV's running and you're not used to that,
it will spike up an electric bill. Those all things that make a difference, especially if you are working on a budget. What we've talked before, if you're working on a budget and you're really trying to cut back and not do things yourself so you can get to your dream vacation or dream something, you know, maybe if you're looking to buy a drone even, you know, like, man, I just always wanted to have a drone, and those are $1,000 and some of the really nicer ones, you know. So whatever that is, and you have a guest over, that can also set you back on your own goals of finding, you know, things that fulfill you and all the hard work you've been doing. And I don't
right.
think that's
no,
wrong
I get it.
To feel bad, but those are all things that you should make sure when you're taking care of yourself to not put yourself going, okay, well, it's all right, I'll go ahead and go without this so I can do this. No, there needs to be that healthy balance. And it feels uncomfortable because you just feel like, okay, now I'm really going to be witchy about this. And it's like, no, you're being smart about it. You're being smart to...
Yeah, I agree with you. So,
all resources.
One of the things that you mentioned is having compassion. And I think I have a lot of compassion. I think others do. But you... and I know that we talked about this. You do not like to leave someone hanging on the phone, and that's a great thing to do. But having compassion for the situation, it was, you know, you allowed him to keep calling and calling until you said, I'm in a class. And I think if I counted yesterday when you were talking to me, you said three times you told him you were in a class, but you had enough compassion. Did you not get annoyed? How did you stop that?
How did
you stop from being annoyed? Okay.
Well, it was like, hey, I did after like that third time. And then that third time was boom, and I did not respond anymore. But the first time I was like, okay, I'm understanding. Hey, what's up? I'm here. Second time, like, okay, you read it but didn't read it. The second time was boom, that gave you. It's like, first time, shame on me. Second time, shame on you. Third time, here you go, you know? So I think
right.
that's just,
okay.
I'm getting better because, like I said, there were times in my life where I would have never even said I was in a class. I would just keep doing it and be irritated and be annoyed and, you know, not do the 1, 2, 3. And I normally do. I mean, even with my kids, Tari, how many times have I talked about that? You know, sometimes my kids will go off and I'm like sitting here going, you better cool your jets. You better stop. You better stop. You better stop. And it's not until I have screamed at the top of my lungs and got so mad at them that all of a sudden I got their attention. You know, and it's
yeah,
like
no.
that three strikes you're out.
Sorry, that's funny.
And I'm even learning, yeah, but I'm learning that,
that's
you know,
funny.
And even my kids are learning that, going, you know, Mom, you were being so unreasonable. I'm like, you had three chances and you chose to ignore that. So now you got
right.
Psycho Mom. Well, you brought out Psycho Mom. So congratulations, you know.
Well, there you go. That's
so,
like having two moms in one. Works
exactly.
Okay.
Which one do you want? It's
yes.
all up to you, you know.
Yes, right. My daughter used
but
to say,
so,
I got my own. You're so mean. I go, look at it this way, Heather. You got your own personal meanie. It's all good. You know, it's like a mom meanie. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Right.
But anyway,
yeah, so,
what are you going to say?
So, no, so that's what I'm saying. It's just more of like, it's interesting with the awareness of that, you know, for me even, of going, okay, I've been able to go, all right, it's been a few days. Now I'm realizing I'm clearly the adult here. I have to put some boundaries. I need to find out the backstory and find out a person's backstory because sometimes you really don't know. And I think there could very well be going, look, where I'm staying, it's not really a good environment for me to stay. I enjoy being here. Do you mind if I just maybe pay rent here or help out here? Or, you know, if you have any work to do, I'll be gladly to do it. And sometimes some people, and I've been there too, is how many times, Tari, that are we that open and honest about our lives? We're maybe more ashamed of it or embarrassed or feel like people are going to judge us of going, you know, hey, you know, I don't have anywhere to go. And
right.
my next stop is for three more weeks. You know, my next stop, where I'm supposed to be, I don't need to be there for three more weeks, but I really don't want to go there because it's some small town with nothing to do, and I just sort of kind of want to hang out or rest your soul. Sometimes you just need to rest your soul and stop. So
right.
I'm trying to have compassion for that, and I think without me creating this story of my own going, okay, well, maybe that's the story, that's where I have to just find little moments in time to get him or get anybody to talk and you find a little bit more about the backstory so you can have a little bit more understanding And it very well could be like, no, I could go here. I just don't want to go there. You know, you're like, okay, well, then we got to find some balance. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. We're almost out of time, so we're going to have to shut the show, cut the show off until next week. Thank you for doing it 30 minutes earlier. So I've been, I've enjoyed this. This is good. Compassion and boundaries are two things that I think that you really talked about and given us all a good lesson. So close the show out the way you do, and I'll do it the way I do. So what's your line that you use? And I like it, so please.
Wake up, take a shower, and keep your train rolling.
There you go. And don't forget to eat your vegetables, everybody. Take care, everybody. Bye
now. You all have a great day, great weekend. See you all next week.
Okay. Bye, everybody.